Larry Babix with the Columbia Raiders joining us here. Coach Babix, thanks for stopping by. Boy, taking a look at what you guys lost last year, certainly a great deal of production, but you told me about a month or so ago that roster balance and depth are your two expected strengths for this season. Elaborate on that for us and why you think the balance and depth of this roster will be your strength.
Well, you know, we have 10 to 11 varsity guys. You know, we honestly think we can go 11 deep. Usually we don't play that many guys, so a lot of our guys are interchangeable. You know, they all do some things different from one another, but for the most part, you know, we're pretty good offensively. Our biggest concern right now is our on the defensive end. You know, we just need to get a lot better. I mean, through, you know, practices, some of our scrimmages, that's where we're struggling right now. But, you know, we work on it. We work hard at it. But, you know, if we can shore that end up, which is obviously very important, you know, we think we're going to be pretty good. But until we do some things in practice and our last scrimmage on Monday, you know, we have concerns going into the year.
Well, Coach, you have a lot of returnees coming back from last year, even though you guys did lose quite a bit. Jacob Kyle was a name that you wrote down. He's returning from ACL surgery. What are some of the things that you really liked about Jacob Kyle before he got hurt?
Well, we thought Jacob would be our best player last year as a junior, and, you know, he's fully recovered. You know, we were concerned because he's a super quick kid. He's our point guard. But he doesn't seem like he's lost any of his quickness. He's one of our few good defenders right now. And just his leadership. I mean, he's played varsity basketball really since he was a freshman. And again, he's a really good competitor, leader. We're excited to have him back. You know, he might have a little bit of rust because he's missed the whole year. But he's a basketball kid, and, you know, we're expecting big, big things out of him.
I always liked Brandon Fisher's style of play. Did he grow, get any longer over the summer?
Yeah, he's gotten bigger and stronger. I mean, you know, I mean, Brandon's not, you know, yeah, he's like maybe 6'1", but, he, you know, he's rebounding really well for us right now. I mean, he's almost dunking. You know, all my guys think they can dunk. I got one guy that can dunk about 50% of the time if you left him alone in the gym. But
and shut out the lights and didn't watch. Yeah.
Exactly. So, no, but Brandon's again, he's one of those guys, you know, you hear all the coaches. I mean, he's, you know, he's the gym rat. He's the one that's in all the time. He works on his game, and he's a phenomenal kid. But the thing with Brandon is, you know, like I said, most of my guys can shoot it, but Brandon does a great job getting to the rim and just plays at a really good pace. You know, he's really never out of control, and, you know, we like to play fast. Sometimes our guys just get a little bit out of control, but, you know, Brandon does a good job kind of
settling everybody. Does it make him a square peg in a round hole at times?
At times, you know, but it's hard. You know, to me, like anything, it's easier to pull them back, you know, if they're aggressive than trying to push them to be aggressive. So if they're aggressive offensively or defensively, it's easier to pull them back a little bit than trying to get them to go the other way, so.
Coach, you have a couple starters coming back from last year, Charlie Simon, Caleb Borling. What do those guys bring to the table for you?
Just experience. I mean, Charlie's been, you know, this is my third Simon boy that I've got to coach, and, you know, they're all great kids. You know, Charlie's a big guy. He's 6'5". You know, he's not muscular or anything, but he knows how to use his size. He's pretty good defensively. And, you know, having him back is, you know, is a big key. We expect him to be one of our best players. Caleb's a junior, and, you know, Caleb's probably my most improved kid from last year to this year. And he had a good season last year as a sophomore in varsity, so we're expecting big things from him as well.
Comparing your team and your program style of play, how does it compare with the rest of the teams in the conference?
You know, I think most teams now want to get up and down just like we do. You know, I think there's certain teams in the league that are just physically tougher than we are right now. You know, we were at the preview. We didn't play in it. But, you know, you see the Wellington kids. You see the Keystone kids. You see how hard Clearview kids compete. And, you know, that's what we try to get our guys to, like, you know, sometimes you watch other teams and you're just like, man, I wish we were doing those kind of things. But hopefully it's going to come. But, you know, I love the new league. I think it's super competitive. I mean, don't ask me who the favorites are because I think it's completely wide open. I love the fact I heard Kurt's comments when I was driving over here, Kurt Russell. It's nice you're playing everybody home and away. You know, we're local. There's so many good rivalries already in the conference. And, you know, we're all looking forward to it. You know, everybody's going to want it. It's our first year. Everybody wants going to want to win the title the first year it's in, you know, existence. So, but we got a long ways to go to get there. So the thing I like is every night in the conference is going to be a good game. And, you know, I don't see, again, right now, I don't see anybody running away with the conference. So every night, you know, you're going to look at scores and you're like, I'm not that surprised. You know, you see this team beat that team and a team you wouldn't think. But a lot of it's going to go on matchups. I mean, some teams will match up well. I mean, Firelands is huge. Teams won't match up well with Firelands, you know, and how Oberlin can get after you, how Clearview. I mean, there's a lot of mismatches or matches that don't, you know, I guess fit each other that well. So it's going to be an interesting league.
And you can't take Black River lightly either.
No. They've gotten better. They do a good job out there. He's trying to get that stuff turned around, and their younger guys are now winning into junior high and keep those kids. And it's just a process. You got to learn to win, and they're starting to do that out there. And, yeah, there's no easy games, trust me.
In the early stages of the season here, I mean, as we kind of wrap up practice, right, and you're getting ready for the beginning of the year, what are some things that you've noticed about your team that maybe surprised you a little bit as you guys wrap up the preseason?
I mean, I think, again, I go back to, I think we're pretty good offensively. I'm a little bit disappointed where we are defensively, and it's just a concern. I mean, we're, you know, most of our quarters, we're running 10-minute quarters, and you know, you're giving up 20, 21 points in a 10-minute running quarter. That don't bode well for you. So, and a lot of times, at least in scrimmages we've been in, the refs have let you play it a little bit. So, I mean, we've probably gotten away with some fouls and stuff like that. So, offensively, I'm very happy where we're at. Defensively, like I said, that's just been my theme the whole time we've been talking, is we just got a lot of work to do. And we got a short time because we got to go to Open Door, you know, in, what, 9 days, and go over there and deal with them. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do to be ready by next Saturday.
Good stuff, Coach. Well, we appreciate you joining us here at the table and going over some of the details for the Raiders. Going to be an interesting year for you guys, and certainly look forward to seeing how you guys measure up not only against Open Door next weekend but throughout the course of the year.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I always appreciate it.
And always remember, Coach, you have the sixth man in that noisy gym over there at Columbia.
Yeah, we love that little gym. So hopefully we play well enough and our fans, you know, like they always do, come out and support us.
And I meant to tell you, Coach, I mean, your barber does a wonderful job. You and I have been seeing the same one, it seems like, for many years.
I've been seeing the same one for about 20 years now.
Oh, you guys are killing me.
So. Hey, he's got the right-shaped head for it. You learn it at a young age. If you've got that aerodynamic head, you can get away with it. Not everybody can.
Or you wear real good hats, one of the two.
That too. Well, the good thing is you could get a job in Hollywood and pass for Bruce Willis's double.
Oh,
Willis
could.
Of 20 years
that.
Ago.
Yeah. That's we missed the boat on that. I didn't even think about that. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the Willis that was married to Demi Moore, right?
Right.
That one. And when they make Die Hard 5, you're in, Coach.
All right. Sounds good to me. Just give me some of that money.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
Thank you guys.
Joining us. Columbia head coach Larry Babich joining us here.